This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from As Votes for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Still to come, former FBI agent Nicole Parker, a Taylor and Travis sketch, funny lady Carmen Lynch, and Dats returns to the spotlight. And now, live from Times Square, the place where Kevin Bacon the pig turned his back on Kevin Bacon the person, here's that Kevin!
Wait, what? What's Kevin Bacon the... I heard about this. Kevin Bacon... A pig named, I guess, after the actor because the people that own the pig like him so much or something. They bring him home, they adopt him, and try to get him to go into the little, what do they call it when you put the pigs in? Is it a corral? I don't know. Is it a corral? So they tried to put him in the pig corral. And the thing just kept running away. He didn't want to have anything to do with the pig corral. And he would go out, and he ran off into the woods, and then he would come back and, like, sneak back to get some food at night. Somebody would see him, he'd dart off again. And evidently, this pig was, like, super fast. And then, finally, one day, like, 4 or 5 days later, he just went back into the pen. That's what they're called, not a pig corral. He went back into the pen, and they closed the door, and he's been in there ever since. Anyway, that's the story of Kevin Bacon the pig. Let's go.
For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. Let's get to the headlines. The Israel-Hamas war has continued to dominate Congress this week. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, seen here swearing allegiance to Schmaldolf Smittler, indicated his caucus, the Democrats, would continue to defend its pro-terrorist members, even as pro-Israel groups threaten to recruit and primary those House members who have been perceived as being anti-Israel. He quoted, "Outside groups will do what outside groups will do, but House Democrats will support each other." And it makes sense. I mean, if you've been the party that has advocated the killing of innocent babies for more than 30 years, what's the big deal about a few more in Israel? Squad member Rashida Tlaib, seen here begging for what she calls another Jewish Bloody Mary, has condemned President Biden for supporting Israel, which shouldn't be surprising given the fact that the terrorist congresswoman supports the terrorists who turn children into charcoal. It's rumored she's also now placing personal ads on eBay, trying desperately to buy a soul. Hunter Biden's ex-business partner has taken offense to Hunter's attorney, decrying his recent testimony, calling the testimony of Mr. Bobulinski categorically false. In response, the business associate challenged the Bidens, Hunter, Jim, and Joe, to all come and testify under oath, as he has. This picture depicts the moment that the president's son heard about the challenge and whispered to his father under his breath, You told me you took care of him. A new study has attempted to ask the age-old question, are cold showers worth the discomfort? Sadly, the study could not be completed because participants, upon finding out what they'd have to do to participate, usually responded bluntly with a, "Oh, hell no." In less than 2 months, a second teacher at a Missouri school has been put on leave for opening an OnlyFans page. Megan Gaither, seen here trying to look like Katy Perry, had an annual salary with the school of around $47,000, and that included a stipend that she received for teaching young girls how to cheerlead. She said she needed more money, hence the reported $125,000 she's made on the adult website in just a few weeks seems to have helped. Meanwhile, Google is reporting that a sudden surge of searches with the teacher's name in the region where she lives by 6th to 8th grade boys is off the charts. Officials are unclear of any connection between the incidents. And finally, football tight end Travis Kelce has taken some criticism about his performance on the field when Taylor Swift is not in attendance at his games. His average production is less than 50% at games where the mastermind is not in the stands. When asked if he's officially in love with the singer-songwriter, Kelce replied that he'd like to keep his personal life personal. Assignment Desk Weekend would like to point out that keeping it personal would be much easier if she didn't come to games where he played 200% better because she did. But no worries, because we know at Assignment Desk Weekend. That's just how you kids born in 1989 are. It's your style to shake it off. And that even in the wildest dreams in Wonderland, you suburban legends are always worried if it's over now. Because even for new romantics, this love can turn into bad blood now that we don't talk. So, welcome to New York. For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough.
All these new viewers. Oh, good, my new consultant's here. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Roger.
Hey, remind me of your qualifications.
I'm a middle-aged mom obsessed with Taylor Swift. Duh.
Perfect. I'm so glad you're here. Just tell me all of your ideas.
First, can we change the outfits?
The uniforms?
I mean, not the pants.
Because you like...
Don't touch the pants. The pants are amazing.
What are you talking about?
I mean, wow.
We'll touch the pants.
Pants are fine. Leave the pants.
Message received. What else?
Hear me out. Ditch the helmet.
The traumatic brain injuries are kind of dang.
I know. But it's just that we can't see Taylor's boyfriend's cute little mustache.
Okay.
And I think it's so important to build that connection, you know? I think we need to see their faces.
I hear you, but that would be dangerous.
It is dangerous. It's way too dangerous.
And, you know, helmets protect your head.
Here's an idea. Make a two-hand touch.
In the NFL?
Or a dance-off.
Excuse me?
You catch up to your guy, and then it's like 5, 6, 7, 8, ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba. And then the person who the crowd decides wins gets the ball.
And Swifties would prefer this?
Yes.
Well, that's good enough for me. Let's do it. What else?
It would be fun if you started some chants that would line up with parts of the show.
You mean the game?
Right. So, like, every time Taylor's boyfriend has the ball, we chant, 1, 2, 3, let's go, baby.
Okay, yep, I got it. I mean, what's next? Friendship bracelets?
Amazing idea.
Okay, so new outfits, a dance-off, chants, friendship bracelets. So you're basically turning NFL games into a Taylor Swift concert.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
That's exactly what you should do.
How do you mean?
She's on tour in South America soon, you know.
Oh, dear God, that means there'll be no cutaways of her.
Unless you take the game to her.
To South America?
Yeah, you just fly the Chiefs and their opponent down, and Taylor takes like a 20-minute intermission.
We call it a halftime show.
And you roll out a little football field, and then the boys play real quick, and Taylor gets to watch.
So the football game is actually a halftime show for Taylor.
Yes. You guys are the little sideshow, and Taylor is the main event.
Wow. Do you really think that could happen?
Oh, honey. It's already happening. Hello. Welcome to our NFL office. As you can see, it's the NFL because we printed out a logo on our printer.
And we have my son's fantasy football trophy, which
is made out of Lego.
Made out of Legos. And our trophy for who wins the Thanksgiving basketball game.
Yes. So obviously authentic set pieces here. So here's the deal. I have watched more football in the last 2 weeks than I have in my 47 years.
Yes.
I am here for the cutaways. I know it's very, everybody is so sick of seeing Taylor cutaways. That's the only reason I'm watching, guys. I just love their love. And, like, if she doesn't show up in a game, I'm out. Anyway, more Taylor. It's NFL Taylor's version.
Yeah.
It's what I'm calling it.
So that's a great idea. What are, like, so guys? What
and
is NFL?
Gals.
Guys and gals. Y'all. What is NFL Taylor's version?
Oh, good Lord, please help us. Don't make us sit through that. Kevin McCullough, still to come, Nicole Parker, Carmen Lynch, and back straight ahead.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Thrilled to have you with us, and I am very excited to have back my next guest. She joined us just a few weeks ago, telling her story of how she got into counterterrorism and other work with the FBI as a kind of side effect of 9/11 and what happened to our country and what happened in her own heart at that point in time. She went from Wall Street to the FBI. Very, very interesting story. Go back and get the podcast if you missed it. But ladies and gentlemen, please welcome former FBI agent, field agent, Nicole Park. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. So there's so much to talk about, and we've got a lot of concerns that I want to deal with, and I want to kind of peel them off one at a time. You dealt a lot with the immigration issue. You dealt with counterterrorism stuff. You ran stings in the field. You were a field agent. You've seen all of the best and the worst of the FBI. You're no longer there because of some of the corruption that you felt like was tainting the work. We covered all of this in your last visit, and I'm really thankful that you're speaking up and speaking out. But I'm curious, when you see the headlines of Hamas penetrating borders and killing 1,400 people. Now, remember, Israel's basically New Jersey, and, you know, the U.S. is the U.S., and they killed about half the number that al-Qaeda killed on 9/11 in one day there. They still have hostages that we don't know where they are and haven't been released. We hope that they will all be returned alive, but we have no guarantee of that. As a former agent, what you're watching, what is your reaction to what you're seeing play out on your TV screen right now?
Well, Kevin, I'm crushed. I'm crushed. To see what Israel has endured is awful. These are barbaric savages. Hamas has no respect for human life. You know, we're used to seeing terrorists. Sadly, I saw the effects of, you know, what occurred on 9/11 in New York City. And to hear the awful stories of what they have done to those in Israel is just, it's incomprehensible, it's inhumane, and it is despicable. And I stand with Israel. I will always stand with Israel.
We're being a little bit self-censoring here in being polite. I'm just going to peel the curtain back a little bit. But one of the things that Brooke Goldstein had posted from the Lawfare Project on her Instagram account was that video that has gone around where the Hamas terrorists were basically skinning the belly of a pregnant woman, and you could see the baby through the membrane. And this was before they kept them alive as long as they could before they killed them. That to me is like next level incomprehensible evil that I've never seen before. And I didn't want to watch that, but I thought, this is what they are doing, and no one is saying how bad it is.
I think it's important for people to be aware. I don't want people to see darkness and trauma and evil, but at the same time, you cannot put your head in the sand and ignore what's occurring, because you have to take a stand. You have to decide, where do I stand on this issue? And when you see how, like I said, evil and disgusting and inhumane and barbaric this is, I think you know that the answer is clear. You cannot side with a terrorist. Terrorists cannot win, and they must be eliminated.
from the standpoint of even the protection of Gaza citizens that are non-Hamas, and we know that they basically hold the population captive. They put the weapons in the schools. They put them in the hospitals. They launch the missiles from places where they know civilians are living. How would you judge Israel's response thus far? I mean, they even dropped pamphlets before they destroyed a few of the buildings early on in their response. But it seems to me that even Gazans' lives will be made better when Hamas is eliminated. But I'm not the trained agent here.
Look, I mean, this is a complex situation. I'm not going to say that I know the answers to everything, but I do know that they are trying to give as much notice as they can to the civilians who are, it is not their fault. There are people that are innocent bystanders to this. It is not their fault. And sadly, tragically, when evil steps in and does what they have done, Israel has to fight back. They have to defend themselves. And so I think that they are trying to help as many people get out as they possibly can, because no one wants innocent civilians to die and to suffer because of it. But at the same time, Israel has to take a stand and they have to defend themselves.
And you've worked undercover, so you know how difficult it is to root out guys that are hiding in plain sight. Like, they just...
Well, again,
like,
and I'm not saying things... I mean, I'm not going to say things that I've done or haven't done, but I'm just saying I think it's very clear right now that it's becoming difficult to decipher who is Hamas, who is not Hamas. You know, it's complex. It's very complex. And the holding of these hostages, I mean, that's something that there's a reason. When you're a hostage taker, there's a reason that you hold hostages. And they know that they are using these individuals as a bargaining chip. And they, when they released those two American hostages last week, that wasn't a coincidence, the timing. If you recall, the timing was less than 24 hours after the President of the United States came out and said, we stand with Israel.
Right.
Now, you notice that they released two American hostages. They didn't release two Israeli hostages.
Well, I don't think Hamas wants to be stuck with American blood on their, like,
But I think it's also important to realize they're trying to change the narrative here. Hey, look, we're releasing hostages. What, are you going to come in on the ground fight on us now when we're in the midst of releasing hostages? Because if you come and attack us, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to end up, it's a whole way of shifting the narrative into, look, we're trying to cooperate with you. Look, we're releasing hostages. These are American hostages. They want people to, they don't want to look as bad on the world stage as they do right now. And look, if we just kind of trickle out a few hostages at a time, it can shift the narrative into, again, creating it so that the Israelis are the bad people for defending themselves.
The
and that's
problem,
exactly what they want to do.
The real problem for everyone in the region is really Iran, because they give Hamas the money to do what they do. They give them the missiles. They give them the resources. Iran hates Israel. Iran hates the United States. Iran wants to be rich and have nukes. I don't think they can be trusted. But this is a much bigger issue than just the, you know, goat herders from Gaza. Like, I just don't think that the terrorists that aren't that smart, that will just do what they're told and go perform all this evil stuff, I don't think they're the real big problem on the stage. And that's what I want to get into next, because it's one thing to watch all of this happen there, but it is coming here. And I am concerned about what is coming across our border and what is happening on our college campuses and in our biggest cities. We're speaking with former FBI agent Nicole Parker, who is with us, and we are coming right back. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. President Biden and the First Lady offered their condolences to the victims of the recent mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine this week. During their visit, they met with first responders, healthcare providers, and the affected families. The shooting at a bowling alley and restaurant resulted in the loss of 18 lives and injuries to 13 others. The Israel-Hamas conflict has entered its 29th day, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, during his visit to Israel, called for a temporary ceasefire to secure the release of hostages. The death toll in the conflict has surpassed 10,000 people. Additionally, there are plans to allow for more foreigners and injured civilians to leave Gaza by crossing the border into Egypt. Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. On Sunday, clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with this change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress have yet to make any progress. Skip Kelly, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Welcoming back Nicole Parker, former FBI agent who you see on TV and here on radio and lots of different shows. She has spoken out recently about why she left the FBI, but her story of becoming an FBI agent to me was personally inspiring, and I'm grateful that she's a patriot and someone who loves her country and wants it to be kept safe. And, Nicole, that brings us to this part of the conversation. Almost immediately, in fact, Mayor Eric Adams, who I don't agree with on much of anything here in New York City, I agreed strongly with his very strong statement of denunciation of Hamas, support for Israel, and said that really the despicable people were the people in his own city who celebrated as the attacks were happening. And we saw this all over the place. There were communities that said, yay, what Hamas has done is great, and Israel finally got what it deserves. And they went out and had parades and gatherings, and now they've had protests. In Brooklyn this last week, there was an enormous protest put on by the people. Not one mention of Israeli, of the attack against the Israelis or the atrocities committed against the Israelis, only demanding that Israel stop its retaliation. And this is catching fire on college campus after college campus now, which I think is polluting the discussion even further. We have a seeming nexus between Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea at the present time, and Iran is funding the Hamas war. Russia is funding its war against Ukraine. It seems like we're on tinderhooks, and I just don't think it would take the world by that big of a surprise if somebody that had been able to access our country illegally in the last 3 years and maybe put a network together to carry out attacks here on the homeland. What are your thoughts about that?
In continuation with that, look, I witnessed the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001, and guess what? We didn't have an open border back then like we do now, and we still had people inside of our country that were going to flight school here in Hollywood, Florida, that were ended up flying airplanes into the World Trade Center. So it doesn't even necessarily take an open border. What I'm saying is it exponentially makes it substantially worse and a higher threat and a higher danger that you have that in addition to existing threats that already existed here. I think a lot of our country has shifted heavily in the last several years to a position of seeing domestic terrorism as the number one threat facing our country, because that's what you've heard over and over and over. That's what's been in the public. That's what you've heard. I can tell you, I sure hope that the Bureau is all hands on deck with what's happening now with foreign terrorist organizations that may have appeared to be dormant for a substantial period of time. Maybe you didn't hear about them in the news like you have other things. But I can tell you, terrorists don't sleep. They don't rest. Just because you don't hear about it doesn't mean that it's not going on behind the scenes. So you have to be aware and alert at all times. As a former agent, I can tell you that the FBI does have a strong, that is their number one priority, is to protect the United States from a terrorist attack. Of all the investigations, everything that they do, that is the FBI's number one priority, is to prevent another September 11th of 2001 from occurring here ever again. And I sure hope that the resources are now being heavily focused on foreign terrorist groups as they have been on domestic terrorist groups, as you've seen in the last several years, because I can tell you there are people that hate this country and they would love nothing more than to attack us. And so all hands on deck, tips are coming in. Very, you know, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, has been out there saying, yeah, the tips have gone out the roof as far as potential threats in the United States. They have to sift through every single one. Every single one has to be addressed. You don't know which one could be the tip that might lead to something dangerous. And guess what? There may be a tip that never comes in, and you have these lone offenders that are using this as an opportunity. They're thinking, you know what? This is my moment to shine. I can get on the world stage, and I can do something very dangerous and harmful and hurt people. This is a very difficult time, and we have to be alert and aware. Those of us here on U.S. soil, we have to watch our backs. You've got to be vigilant. I know that they're amping up law enforcement presence in front of synagogues, in front of mosques. All different sorts of religious affiliations are targets, and it could happen here on our own. Look, after what I saw September 11th of 2001, I realized anything is possible, and it was awful, and it was tragic, but it taught me to never underestimate evil. But at the same time, Kevin, never underestimate good either. There are good people there. We are united. We love this country. We love our allies, and we will stand up for what is right. And just don't get so overwhelmed with negativity. I want to be real. But you know what? There's always hope, and there's also always light. So pick what side you're going to be on. I hope you choose light, choose goodness. But there's a battle between good and evil going on in our world, and we all need to be aware. We need to be vigilant, and we need to be making a difference in our communities where we can.
That's so well said. Nicole Parker, thank you for your time. Thanks for being with us.
Pleasure.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, back to that Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
To the Dry Bar Comedy Stage, here's Carmen Lynch.
My parents are retired, and when your parents retire, all they do is call you all the time. They have nothing else to do. They just want to talk to you. My dad's like, we went to the park today. What did you do? I'm like, I went to therapy and talked about you and mom for an hour. I love therapy. Do you guys go to therapy? Is that a thing? You go to therapy? Some of you do. Good. Most of you just hike. Okay. That only works for a little while. You're going to have to go to therapy eventually. I love therapy. I love complaining.
saying to someone who can't leave the room. And I can tell my therapist wants to leave. I can see it in her face. She's tired. I've been there for so long. I just like staying and talking to her, you know? She's 75 years old. So she can't get up. It's perfect. She even analyzes dreams, which is so fun. I tell her my dreams. She tells me what they mean. She told me that everyone that shows up in your dream is you. I know, isn't that crazy? They're all you. So one night I had a dream that this big brown bear was chasing me. And then I woke up and I was like, I need to get a bikini wax. I mean, it wasn't like a crazy bear from the 70s, you know what I mean? It was just a bear. Calm down, it was just a bear. Some of you get it. Some of you still don't get the joke. Just ask your friend after the show. I'm trying to, like, be better about things, you know, doing things right. Like, I run a lot. I just don't like to run alone. So I yell, fire! And people run with me. You just have to change the neighborhoods around and people stop believing you. They're like, you were already here. Two things I'm avoiding this year are gluten and conflict. That's it. No more gluten and conflict for me. So if somebody offers me a beer, I'm going to say no, thank you. It has gluten in it. And if they're like, stop being such an idiot and just drink it, I'm going to be like, okay. I like to read quotes. You know, like I'll go online and read some quotes. Like I read something like, I forget, like, nobody's watching. Oh, I forgot what it was. Dance or eat? Dance? No, it's dance like you don't need the money. That's a good one. I'm also trying to focus on the present moment. You always have to stay present. You know, if you think about the past, it causes depression. If you think about the future, it causes anxiety. So just always try to stay present. Ah! Like that moment? We were all in it together in the present moment. Together. It's that easy. My friend can't do it. She's like, I can't stay in the present moment. So I punched her in the arm really hard. And she was like, ouch, that really hurt. And I said, right when you said ouch, that was the present moment. And she's like, but you hurt me. I'm like, now you're dwelling on the past. Do you need me to punch you again? I love my friends, though. I think they're great. My best friend's on Vicodin because her mom has really bad back pain. And please laugh at all my jokes. I have scoliosis. Any doctors here? They never come out. No. I love doctors. They're so great. Does anyone else confuse medical attention for love? I mean, the other day I had a very handsome doctor come up to me. And I was sick, and he goes, how are you feeling? And I was like, I love you too. I mean, how romantic. Sometimes I'll go to the doctor's office for one thing and I'll find out something else. Like, I had chest congestion and the doctor was like, your kneecaps are high. What? I just wanted to let you know that your kneecaps are high and you need to strengthen your quads. If you strengthen your leg muscles, you don't put pressure on your knees and your kneecaps, they won't get any higher. What? I was like, how high are they going to go? I don't even want to do these leg exercises. I just want to see where my kneecaps are going to go. I could use a new bra. I don't even go to hospital.
hospitals. I go to urgent cares. They're so much more laid back. Hospitals are so anxious. They're like, take these antibiotics for 7 days. You'll feel better. Urgent cares are like, do you want antibiotics? I can get you some. Which ones do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. He's like, neither am I. Your kneecaps are high. I believe in Jesus. Especially when there's turbulence. I'm so scared of turbulence. You have to believe in Jesus up there because it's like his area. I get so scared of turbulence, you know. I hold on to the armrest. One time it slipped and I grabbed the thigh of the woman next to me. By accident, she got so weird about it. I was like, I'm sorry. But then I wasn't afraid of flying anymore. Now I was just afraid, like, what if it happens again? What if there's another burst of turbulence and I kiss her? I was upgraded recently to first class. I never get upgraded. I don't even know what it's like up there. They're so different. The flight attendants care about you so much. This flight attendant came up to me and she's like, is there anything else we can do for you? I'm like, I don't even know what that means. I'm not usually up here. What are my boundaries? Can I get a bikini wax? Can you explain Lord of the Rings to me? Can we fly somewhere else?
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-5600. 800-400-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the singing, songwriting, and rapping skills of the nation's number one artist this weekend on three different genres charts. Here is the artistry of Dax.
This life gets real hard, and sometimes you may feel you're out of place. You may think there's time, then blink and find it's gone and you can't waste. You gotta let go, embrace it, close your eyes and walk by faith. And go today, don't wait, go today, don't wait, don't wait, go today. Like a straight. You could switch up in a second. School of hard knocks taught me how to deal with my aggression. I was never one to cry. My face was blank with no expression. Had to keep a strong face, go to war with my depression. I was hurting inside, battling with my faith. But God ain't never gave me nothing I can overtake. He put me in position to get stronger through the pain, to appreciate the sun after the rain. We got a reminder, it gets better with time. And we got one life to live, but it's guaranteed that we die. So when we open our eyes and take a look in the sky, just be thankful to come to the day, yeah. This life gets real hard, and sometimes you may feel you're out of place. You may think there's time, then blink and find it's gone and you can't waste. You gotta take go, embrace it, close your eyes and walk by faith. And go today, don't wait, go today, don't wait, don't wait, go today. Go today, don't wait for tomorrow. It isn't promised all the time you got borrowed. Don't live your life for other people. Don't bottle your emotions till they crack and fill a cup with your sorrows. I take your mind and refocus. Go get a paper, write your goals out, throw your head over fingers at all your haters. Add some hard work and on top of it, mix and consistent prayers. Say you're never gonna quit. I admire and see you later. Cause I gotta remind that we not meant to survive. We meant to live in the moment and make the best of our lives. So when we open our eyes and take a look in the sky, just be thankful to come to the day. This life gets real hard and sometimes you may feel you're out of place. You may think there's time, then blink and find it's gone and you can't waste. You gotta take go, embrace it, close your eyes and walk by faith. And go today, don't wait, go today, don't wait, go wait, go today.
Simply put, it's a song titled Life from the artistry of Dax, who is coming out of nowhere. He's on the country, rap, and all genres charts at the number one spot on iTunes for most of this week. And not that song, that's another song that he's done, but if you go and look at some of the stuff that he's done duets with all of the major rap stars, some of the major country stars, and seems to be a man of faith himself, and very, very strong messages of self-reliance and self-determination and individual responsibility in his lyrics. A good influence in the rap genre, and glad to see him out there doing his thing. I'm Callum McCullough, so thankful to have had you here with us, and I hope that you'll be back next week for a brand new edition of That Kevin Show.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.